You mentioned Maria Nicolay. As I look across, I see her shining face, and it is Maria Nicolay. Welcome to the Roadhouse.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me here.
Just checking out your online page. It's amazing. MariaNicolay.com.
Yeah.
And your music seeks to illuminate stories of the soul through song.
Yes.
Did you write that?
No, actually. My mother did.
Oh.
Because she is the writer of the family.
I knew it came from a very creative force. Mm-hmm. And your page is amazing in that creative spirit online. Lots of great stuff here.
Yeah,
but
thanks.
At the heart of it all is your voice and your style.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty special.
Well, thank you. I hope so. Just kind of, I think musicians just end up doing whatever they are and go with that. But yeah.
There's a certain amount of that. But I think, you know, true talent you're born with. Have you ever had this discussion where, like, what makes a really good musician?
Yeah, you know, I've thought a lot about it. I think some of it, I suppose, people could say you're born with, but I think so much of it has to do with putting in the time and the work and the hours to really hone whatever you were given.
Yeah, true.
Whatever small ounce of talent you're given, and then kind of taking that and running as far as you can with it. And like even now, I've been taking a music theory class, and I'm doing all sorts of stuff just to try and keep at it and keep pushing myself to be better and to do better and to write better. And I think it's a constant learning process for sure.
Well, as you're in the biz, it's what you do. Mm-hmm. Is this a full-time career for you now, Maria?
Well, as of just this year, it was never supposed to be, but I always was doing music on the side of like three other jobs, as we do in Grand Marais, and it was always sort of an afterthought, but something I couldn't not do because I just loved it so much. But then I was living in Northern Ireland for 2 years working with a charity, and when I came home, I just decided, you know, I'm going to try this for at least a couple years to see what happens if I just make music my focus. So it was actually really good this year. This summer was, you know, of course, the busiest time up here on the North Shore. So was gigging a lot and writing a lot, and made a couple music videos and put those out on YouTube, and sort of tried to create an online presence. I made the website this spring, and so yeah, so I've been working at it for sure. But
it shows. All your energy is definitely showing, definitely paying off.
Yeah,
you got a great debut album out, Through the Ashes. I know we've been talking about that for a couple years now. Has that already been 2 years?
What's funny is I made it like fall Christmas time of 2015 and released it, I think, like January 2016, roughly. And then I left. I went on that 2 year time.
That's why it feels so fresh.
Yeah. So I never toured the thing or advertised about it. I made it. And then what I did was I did a little CD release concert in Arrowhead Center for the Arts and kind of gave it to friends and family, which was why I made it. I was kind of like making it for people who had supported my music ever since I was little and playing in pubs around this community. So I was like, oh, I just want to give something back to this community that supported my music so much. So made the album, and then yeah, so now I'm like playing all these songs and they feel really old to me because they're like three or four years old, I guess, and some even before that. I was writing a lot of them before I made the album, so yeah, but it feels very fresh because it hasn't really been out much.
Well, now's the time to share it. Let's hear some.
Awesome. All right, well, I figure I'll play the first song off of the album. This is called What's Behind. The history. What if the oceans aren't as deep as the shipwreck stories lead us to believe? find it's all a show. What's behind your careful eyes? What's behind your fabricated smile? What's behind your comfortable disguise? What if the king is not as bold as the fairy tales have far too often told? And if you could sit and talk with him a while, you'd find inside a child. What's behind your careful eyes? What's behind your fabricated smile? What's behind your comfortable disguise? You just break down. Don't be afraid to break down. No, don't be afraid to break down. What's behind? What's behind your fabricated smile? What's behind your comfortable disguise? Oh, so comfortable.
Nice.
Thank you.
Maria Nicolay with an audience in the lobby. We love it.
With the applause is coming through the walls. It's
we
great.
Just attract that. Well done, Maria Nicolay. The title, the is that what they call it? No, not the title track. The
oh, that's a good question.
First track?
First track? You could say debut track, but I feel like that's way too fancy.
Oh, the album's Through the Ashes. Mm-hmm. And that's the first song.
Yeah.
What's Behind?
What's Behind, yeah.
What is behind?
Depends on who it is. I think we all have things that we kind of keep behind closed doors of our souls or minds. And yeah, it was kind of just about that concept a bit.
Oh, I love it. But well, you're down to Bluefin Bay tonight at 8, hopefully.
Yes, weather and tires withholding.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for stopping by on your way.
Thanks for having me.
And like you say, you've been busy season. And how's the future looking? What's the future hold for Maria Nicolay?
Well, currently it involves a lot of moving. I'm planning to move back to Northern Ireland and get married.
What?
So that's a thing.
I was hoping that was out for public consumption.
Yeah, for
congratulations.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So I will be joining Adam over there in January, and so all of the packing, all of the things is just insane.
January, that's only a month away.
I know. It felt a lot longer away for it still feels like a long way away.
Well,
but
I'll give you a month and a half.
Yeah. A few more days.
Oh my goodness, Maria, congratulations.
Thank you very much. much. Thank you.
So a wedding in Ireland?
Yes. Yep.
Will there be a castle?
Oh, gosh, no. I looked at them, though. They're unbelievably expensive. Everything's unbelievably expensive. But yeah, no, the castles were quite a bit more.
Well, I'm sure you can Photoshop that in.
Right. Just like plant it in the background. That's all you need.
The castle filter.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Mm-hmm. That's huge news.
It is. It is. So that's kind of been overtaking my life and focus at the moment. And it's interesting because October I was supposed to do a bunch of writing and everything before I had to start moving. And I got this awful like chest cold that turned into bronchitis and then turned into like an asthma issue. So I was like smiling so much singing this because I haven't been able to sing for a month and it's just been awful. So it's like so nice to just be able to sing again and breathe in my chest. It's wonderful.
Oh yeah, you sound great. Let's keep singing too. We don't have much time.
Yeah, yeah. Let me think. What's next here? Ooh, I want to do this one because why not? It will require a bit of a retune, but that's okay.
Well, as you retune, I'll let folks know that WTIP is supported in part by our listener members and by the North Shore Health Home Health Program, offering in-home nursing care and nursing aid services. More information is available at northshorehealthgm.org or by phone at 218-387-3040. Back with Maria Nicolay here, live at the Roadhouse. She's appearing live tonight down at Bluefin Grill from 8 to whenever. I'm hoping there's a crowd. It's Storm Fest. Are you part of the festivities?
You don't.
Well, that's got to be a stormy location, too, right on the bay.
Right on the water, yeah. I think I'm part of the festivities, but I'm not entirely sure. But I will be there from 8 to 10.
You are tonight.
This next song is called Take Me to the Water.
Can you feel it too? And I feel breathlessness rising, taking over me and you. And I feel my heart a-churning, stirring up a storm through and through. Temperature changing, the heat is making my soul roll. I feel at the same time of freezing. I see rabbits cold, cold fingers round your soul. Take me if you can, and I'll breathe again. Take me to the water where I first saw the light. Take me if you can. I'm saying.
Maria Nicolay with power. Power behind the voice.
Yeah, yep. Wow. My first love is blues, so I gotta bring it into my songs as much as I can, being a someone from the middle of nowhere, Minnesota.
Yeah, well, middle of everywhere.
Middle of everywhere, it's true. We are on the border, so we're like in between two worlds, which is fantastic.
Center of the universe, Cook County. And Maria Nicolay appearing live tonight at Bluefin Bay, 8 to 10 down on the West End. And what's the show? What's it like? What's the vibe? Can you give a scene? What it'll feel like tonight?
Well, I only started playing Bluefin this year, and I absolutely have loved it because it's out on the water, and it's going to be dark, so you're not going to be able to see the water so much tonight. But it's just gorgeous. It's got all these open windows to the water, and the staff there are fantastic and good fun. So, and there's a big open bar, and that's where I'll be playing. And then there's a restaurant in through the back, and it's just a really kind of cozy feel. And I'll be playing in front of the fireplace. So
there you go. You sort of feel the power of the sea sitting so close to it. I know.
Yeah,
it's an amazing setting. Bluefin Bay down in Tofte, and you're traveling from the east to the west. You're still in Hovland for a bit more.
Yep, I'm in Hovland for as long as I have left to pack and get ready to go. And it's interesting because you were saying like the power of the water, and this particular song, Take Me to the Water, I wrote because I've grown up on the water my whole life on Lake Superior. And then in all the places I've moved, I've noticed that the thing that I need and the thing that I must return to is the water. And if I get really stressed out or I get really anxious about something, I just need to be taken to the water. And so that was kind of like a little song I wrote of, you know, I just need to go home. I need to go back to some source of water and hear the waves roar a bit to clear my head. So, yeah.
Yes, yes. I can relate. Will you be by the sea in Ireland?
Well, most of Ireland is by the sea.
Uh-huh.
It's a very, you know, it's an island, and there's quite a bit of coast to enjoy. And I'll be in Belfast for the beginning of our time, and that's like half an hour to the beach from in any most directions. So yeah, wow. It was definitely a kind of a ritual I made for myself to go there once a month to some coastline and just lap it up. So
nice. Yeah. And so you've been there before, you know where to go. You play there, obviously? You do gigs?
I have not played there before because my visa was a charity worker visa, so I wasn't really allowed to do any other work, and technically gigging is work. So I was not able to do that. But I'm kind of excited to go this time because I'll be able to play, and I don't really know what it's like to enter the music scene in Belfast. So
will you become a citizen?
Well, this is the thing. It's a very, very long road to citizenship. You have to be on a marriage visa for 2.5 years. Then you have to renew your marriage visa for another 2.5 years. Then after those 5 years, you can apply for permanent residency. So in theory, they can't kick you out, at least as easy. And then after like another few years on that one, then you can apply for citizenship. But I've heard it's very difficult.
Gotta stick it out.
Yeah. You got to prove that you're worth it.
Past the honeymoon. But you can play on the marriage visa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great news.
Yeah. So, and my fiance is actually also a musician. So I've been able to meet quite a few musicians and good friends. So, yeah. Hopefully I can drag them and make them play with me sometime.
Oh, this is great. This is such great news, Maria.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be good. I'm excited. It's definitely interesting because I feel like I do know things better in Northern Ireland than I would know here. Like I was thinking about it, I'm like, I feel way more comfortable moving to Belfast because I kind of know a bit more about the music scene than I would feel if I was moving to Minneapolis, because I know nothing. I know absolutely nothing about any of the music scene down there, and or like Nashville or something like that. Like that would be super intimidating. But Belfast, I'm like, yeah, they're good people in Belfast. So, yeah,
that's a really interesting perspective.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of crazy, but
it's
suppose
that 2 year familiarity, right?
Exactly.
Like, you must have butterflies in your stomach when you first landed.
Oh yeah, I think I ran and just rolled in the grass for a while because it was Ireland and yeah, it was green. And I was 19, so that's what we did. But to be honest, I still get butterflies. It's a beautiful part of the world, and the people are amazing. So, yeah, I mean, I still absolutely love it. And, but it is, there's a familiarity of being home, even like going shopping, because it was kind of the first place I had moved outside of moving to college. It was the first place I'd moved in, like gone shopping for myself and like done my own recipes and stuff. So I know recipes better with like UK conversions, and like I know the price of meat over there better than I know the price of meat over here. It's like not quite as ingrained in my head.
But so. Perhaps it's in your soul.
Yes, yes, exactly. Yep.
It's in your heritage.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There's that link, that ancestral link.
It's true. And I mean, we like to pull that part of our ancestry out and brag about it quite a bit. But yeah, no, it is definitely part of a great mix. So,
great. Time for a couple more, maybe one, two.
Yeah, totally. Let's do a quiet one, because that's fun. Let's do this one. Well, so speaking of moving across an ocean, this particular song I wrote for my fiance, because long distance is hard. And yeah, that's all you really need to know about this particular song. This is called You're Worth It. Oh, I need to retune my drop D. That's the problem with fancy tunings, is if you don't have like roadies who are there to give you a perfectly strung guitar back in the tuning that you need, you just gotta do it yourself. There we go. This morning to see your face and to hear the word you said, and tonight we're gonna go to sleep without even a trace of your love. It's all right, it's okay. And as the tears fall to the ground, you're worth it. You're worth everything. And I'll fly. It seems far too soon to count the days, but I'm counting anyway. Oh, I never knew I could feel this way. Feel my heart beat, it stutter inside of me. Still I know you're with me. You're here when you're there. And after all this time spent away, you're worth it. You're worth everything. And I know there's gonna be a day when you come back home to me, and I will fly. Flying high above the sea, and I hope you come back to me when the time it comes, and I'm no longer be so alone. 'Cause home is where you are, it's in your face. And in the sound of you breathing next to me, you're worth it, you're worth everything, and I'll fly.
Yeah, I will fly. Yeah, I will fly. 'Cause I know you're worth it. You're worth everything. And I know there's gonna be a day where you come back home. Gonna be alright, baby. It'll be just fine.
Beautiful. I don't even want to say anything.
I got no words. It's
just, I don't want to wreck it.
Yeah.
Worth it.
You're worth it. Yep. And actually, it's not on my album, but it is on a video I made on YouTube if people want to listen to it.
Right, because you would have released the album before you went to Ireland and
exactly.
found all this out.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Wow, so this is a fresh one on YouTube.
Yep, it's there. It's actually the first music video I ever made. Oh. It's like, very self-made music video, but I was pretty proud of myself.
Nice. That's the way to go these days.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, even some of the, like, you know, who I would consider big names are doing, like, live streams on YouTube and all sorts of stuff now. So it's definitely seems to be the way the music industry is leaning.
A lot of folks get the break. So who do you listen to? Like, who's on your playlist?
Definitely Dave Matthews, always Dave Matthews. But it is funny.
Did you just catch that on the World Cafe like earlier this week? I think he was
on.
No. I'm almost sure I heard
things.
That on the World Cafe this week. Sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry to
tempt
you there.
No, I always find out about concerts he's done that are close to me like after the fact or things he's done. I'm always like, why did I miss it? But I've yet to see him in concert. I've seen Glenn Henchard in concert and he's another one of my favorites. Yeah, Glenn Henchard is huge on my playlist. Gareth Dunlop is actually a friend of mine from Belfast, and I was just listening to his CD on the way in, and he's just so much fun to sing harmony to that I'm listening to him all the time. And Hamilton, I've just found Hamilton, so gotta listen to some musicals in there too. It's a pretty big. There's some like punk in there and Paramore. I don't know if you guys know Paramore.
Yeah. I heard of them.
Yeah, they're great. I think it's funny because there is such a wide variety of music that I listen to, and I don't know what parts of that feed into what I write, but it definitely does. Like, I can hear certain melodies, and I'm like, oh, that's weird. That's like a Paramore kind of feel leaking into, like, an acoustic folk song. What is happening right now?
But, well, that's why I think you're more than folk. I think you're right about that. It's like you're drawn from so many different genres, and...
Yeah.
It's really special, really
well,
unique.
Thank you. That's a good compliment to have. So
the I shouldn't say new album, but the debut album, Through the Ashes, is available online. And marianicolay.com is the spot for all things Maria Nicolay. And that'll be worldwide. You can do that in Ireland.
Exactly. Yep.
Folks
that's
can
the
stay
goal.
Connected to you.
Yep.
To the
and
World Wide Web.
I have signed up to make a Patreon account, and I have a Patreon page, and that's hopefully when I make the move over the sea, that's where I'll be posting lots of different things. And if people from here want to stay like up to date on different things or be able to like leave messages or comments or different things on videos or new projects I'm doing, you can sign up to join that Patreon account. So
nice.
Yeah.
All right, Maria, time for the closing number.
All right.
You may tune.
Good.
And I will read.
Awesome.
The local programming on WTIP is supported in part by the Northern Lake County Arts Board, presenting Buddy Holly Winter Dance Party, performing Friday, November 16th at 7 p.m. at the newly renovated William Kelly High School Auditorium in Silver Bay, supported by the Lloyd K. Johnson Foundation, with ticket information online at NorthernLakeCountyArtsBoard.com. Maria Nicolay going to take us out on the Roadhouse Live performance as she makes her way down the shore to Bluefin Bay for the 8 o'clock show. And what did you say for last?
I think I'll play this one because it's just happy. And I feel like it's a dark, windy night and we need a happy song.
Yeah.
This is called Take a Chance on Me.
See you across a crowded room and I don't know why. I swear there's something about you, babe, that caught my eye. And as you pass me by, I think I caught your eye. I've never been here before. I noticed when you walked right through that door. I know this is crazy, but I can't deny there's something in your smile. My friends, they are all telling me to ask you for a dance, but I'm afraid I'm just too scared to take this chance. But if you take a chance on me, I'll show you all that I can be. And if you ever need me to, I'll take a chance on you. I don't even have to try. I know that you leave me tongue-tied. But if you just here. My friends, they are all telling me you're just too shy, but I promise you, darling, if you give it a try. Yeah, if you take a chance on me, I'll show you all that I can be. And if you ever need me to, yeah, I'll take a chance on you. And if you need me to take a chance now, baby, please just show me how. Oh, and if you need to be the one I take away here, just please don't disappear. Chance on me, I'll show you all that I can be. And if you ever need me to, yeah, I'll take a chance on you.
Maria Nicolay, for what will maybe, not, I'd hate to say final appearance on the Roadhouse.
Oh, let's not say.
But it's going to be some time.
Yeah.
If things work out.
Yeah.
Because you're going to Ireland.
While. Yep.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. And thank you for having me. It's always just such a pleasure to be here. So
well,
thank
next
you.
Next time you're in the neighborhood,
yeah,
stop on by. And tonight she's down at Tofty at Bluefin Bay, 8 p.m. Maria Nicolay, thanks so much.
Thank you.